This generation of Germans has earned the right to be free, including the right to unite their families and their nation. When that day finally comes, as it will, the people of West Berlin can take sober satisfaction in the fact that they were in the front lines for almost two decades. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, June 26, 2017. Today marks the 54th anniversary of American President John F. Kennedy's speech in what was then West Berlin, underlining support for West Germany 22 months after Soviet-backed East Germany erected the Berlin Wall to prevent mass immigration to the West. The message was aimed as much at the Soviets as it was at Berliners, and it was a clear statement of U.S. policy in the wake of the construction of the Berlin Wall. Then and now, the speech is especially memorable for Kennedy's use of the German phrase, Ich bin ein Berliner. Another phrase in the speech was also spoken in German. Lass sie nach Berlin kommen. Let them come to Berlin. Addressed at those who claimed we can work with the communists, a remark at which Soviet dictator Nikita Khrushchev scoffed only days later. The speech is considered one of Kennedy's best, both a notable moment in the Cold War and a high point of the new frontier. It was a great morale boost for West Berlin, whose people lived in an enclave deep inside East Germany and who feared a possible East German occupation. Speaking from a platform erected on the steps of Rathaus Schönberg for an audience of 450,000, Kennedy said, 2,000 years ago, the proudest boast was Civis Romanum sum, I am a Roman citizen. Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is Ich bin ein Berliner. All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words Ich bin ein Berliner. Kennedy used the phrase twice in the speech, near the beginning and at the end, pronouncing the sentence with his Boston accent and reading from his notes, which he had written out using English spelling to approximate the German pronunciation. While the immediate response from the West German population was positive, Soviet authorities were less pleased with its combative tone. Only 2 weeks before, Kennedy had taken a more conciliatory attitude, speaking of improving relations with the Soviet Union. In response to Kennedy's Berlin speech, Nikita Khrushchev days later remarked that one would think the speeches were made by two different presidents. Ronald Reagan would evoke both the sentiment and the legacy of Kennedy's remarks 24 years later in his speech directed at Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and calling on him to tear down this wall. There are several commemorative sites to Kennedy in Berlin, such as the German-American John F. Kennedy School and the Kennedy Institute for North American Studies. The public square in front of the Rathaus Schönberg was renamed John F. Kennedy Platz. A large plaque dedicated to Kennedy is mounted on a column at the entrance of the building, and the room above the entrance and overlooking the square is dedicated to Kennedy and his visit. The original manuscript of the speech is stored with the National Archives and Records Administration and is part of the treasured legacy of the nation's 35th president, the 100th anniversary of whose birth we observe this year. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 26th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.